So I'm up here on the site called locally Numera, and this is the site that the archaeologists associated with Gomorrah. So here you can see that ashy layer that's just underneath the surface. This is full of burned pottery. It's full of the fragments of human bones. The question is what evidence is there of this burning sulfur that rained down? Well, it seems that the culprit are these sulfur balls that are also found in this area.
Well, I'm off on a camping trip. Today I'm driving down to the southeast shoreline of the Dead Sea. And this is the area that the Bible calls the cities of the plain. It's also the area that has the archaeological sites that date to the time period of what's known as the Early Bronze Age. And this is the time when Abraham and his nephew Lot lived. This is the time when the Bible says that the Lord destroyed the cities of the plain.
So I'm standing now at the largest of these early bronze sites on the southeast side of the Dead Sea. This one locally is known as Bab Edrah, and is the site that is associated with Sodom in the Bible. It was discovered as an early bronze site back in 1924. It was excavated in the 1960s and 1970s. And what archaeologists found here was this burn destruction that goes across this site. This city came to an end through a fire destruction. So here you can see this ashy burn destruction layer just underneath the surface. It's full of human bone fragments, burned pottery, and it's covering the entire site. So off in the distance here, you can see Bab Edrah, identified as Sodom. And then right here to the southwest is this massive cemetery that you can see with all these pits that mark its boundaries. And these are formed because of the locals for decades have been coming and digging into these graves looking for antiquities to sell in the antiquity market. And so it's estimated from the archaeologists that dug here back in the 60s and the 70s that there are around 500,000 people buried in this cemetery. And it's just staggering. And what's really intriguing then is that they found a burn destruction across the cemetery that happened at the same time that the city was destroyed. So the city and the cemetery were destroyed in the same fire disaster. And there's no reason why an army would attack a bunch of graves and burn a cemetery. And so this was one of the major reasons that they interpreted the destruction here as being caused by a natural disaster. In the excavation report, they show pictures of the bones in the graves that were warped by the heat.
Okay, so I'm just leaving the cemetery of Bab Edrah, that is Sodom, and I'm driving about 8 miles to the south to another excavated site identified as the biblical city of Gomorrah.
So I'm up here on the site called locally Numera, and this tower behind me was excavated, and two skeletons were found underneath the collapse of the tower on this side and one on the other side. There was burn destruction all through here, as you see in the picture from the excavation. However, it does seem like the collapse was able to preserve those skeletons better than most of the human remains here. You can see there's ash right here, and human remains, bones, are all through this ash. As you can see, there's this destruction layer is filled with human bone remains. Here's some ribs found in this area, burned pottery, a total burn destruction. The excavators here, the main excavator here is Walter Rast, who excavated also at Bab Idrar. And he describes what they found in the excavations here at Numera. He writes, "The burnt debris covering this site has appeared in almost every area excavated. Whatever the cause, it was certainly a tragedy. Obviously, the town suffered a severe fire and was forever abandoned." Now, despite Walter Rast being a secular archaeologist, his conclusion about what he found in the excavations at Bab Idrar and here in Numera were these. He says this, "In the author's opinion, the vicissitudes of these two early Bronze Three cities of Bab Idrar and Numera may well be reflected in the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible." Okay, so Bab Idrar was destroyed by fire at the same time that its cemetery was destroyed by fire. The city was never rebuilt. This city associated with Gomorrah has a burn destruction over it. The city came to a dramatic end with the fire destruction at the same time that Bab Idrar was destroyed by fire. And this city was never, ever, ever lived in again. What is it that burned these cities and the cemetery at Bab Idrar? The Bible describes it as burning sulfur raining down from the sky. And is there anything that that matches this description that's still left in the geological record in this area?
What is this burning sulfur? And there is an archaeology museum here that where the excavations that have taken place here over the years, the artifacts are on display. So I'm going to take you to that museum called the Museum at the Lowest Place on Earth and show you their display and what they make as a connection between the destructions and this burning sulfur described in the Bible.
And so here at this archaeology museum, they have on display here these sulfur balls that are found in the area down near the Dead Sea. And so their interpretation is that these are the culprits, that this is what caused these cities in this area to be burned in the ancient past. Now, when I first saw this display, I got really excited and I went and scoured the archaeological sites searching for sulfur balls, and I couldn't find any anywhere. And so one day I was guiding a well-known geologist through this area, and I brought him here to this museum. I showed him this display, told him my dilemma, and he said, "Oh, well, these would not be preserved on land. They would only be preserved in water." And so he encouraged me to go look for them in the areas that were once under the Dead Sea. And so I went down near the shore of the Dead Sea and looked in these areas where the Dead Sea waters have receded. And this is when I started finding sulfur balls. To give you an idea of how many sulfur balls there are. So this is a sulfur ball, sulfur balls. All these are sulfur balls. Here, here, here. Look at all of them. There, sulfur ball. Sulfur ball everywhere. So where are these sulfur balls coming from? They're coming from this geological formation. You can see sulfur balls, what is called in situ, in place. They're placed right here in this particular layer. So if I So what they're doing is they're eroding out of this, right? And then washing down in the ravines. And so you have all of these preserved in this geological layer that goes. And so that's where they're coming from. So one thing that I should say is one of the main reasons that I'm doing so much research here is that I'm working on a book. I published and released another book called Where God Came Down. If you're interested in that, it's an archaeological book. You can, I'll put a link in the description below where you can order that. But I'm working on a sequel to that, the next book in that series. And so I'm dealing, the first book was All Sites in Israel. This book that I'm currently working on takes in more sites from Israel, but also some from Jordan as well. I'm gonna burn one of these sulfur balls just to show you how flammable they are. I gotta be careful because, man, when you get a whiff of these things, it's really nasty. Okay, so this is one of the reasons why sulfur balls would only be preserved in water, because if they strike the land, then they're gonna burn up. You can see the goo, it's just melting down to goo and then dripping off. So really, anywhere that they would have landed on land, they would have burned up like this, and they would have burned anything flammable around them. This is how the cities and the plain were burned. However, if they would have hit the water of the Dead Sea, that would have extinguished them, and therefore they wouldn't have burned up. And they would have sank down to the bottom of the floor of the Dead Sea and been preserved in a geological layer. I've lived in the biblical world now for over 15 years. And I mean, things just always end up being more obvious than mysterious. So when you have something described in the Bible and you go to that place and you look it over, you look at the excavation work that's been done, there's always not just a fit, but an obvious fit. And so the more that I explore this land, the more that I excavate in it, and the more that I understand these different places and what the Bible describes in them, the more the biblical account just comes to life and is substantiated. And this is a perfect example of this. We're not talking about a burn destruction layer over just one city. We're talking about multiple cities. We're talking about burn layers over graves in the cemetery. And we're talking about a historical source in the Bible that gives us a description of what happened, describing this burning sulfur that is coming down like rain out of the sky. And then in this area, we have this geological phenomenon of these sulfur balls that are preserved in a geological layer and preserved because they were once under the Dead Sea. And so you bring it all together, the historical, the archaeological, the geological evidence, and we see very clearly how this all works exactly. Is it maybe still needs some more study, but we see very clearly the correlation between the history, the archaeology, and the geology. And so the biblical account is substantiated.